This is Ag Markets, and I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Bob, we're going to talk about that movie, The Birds, from Alfred Hitchcock. You remember that movie?
Yeah, I do.
Did you see that in 1963 when it came out?
I did.
Okay. Well,
kind of scary.
Right. So I've never seen it because it scared me too much. I don't do scary movies. But the premise of the movie, I think I understand, is that ordinary birds like your robins and your cardinals and your blackbirds and your sparrows turned on the people and really went after them and attacked them. But it wasn't the birds of prey. You've got a story that's sort of a little spooky. A farmer in Georgia has got a problem with birds of prey.
That's right. Will Harris, who owns White Oak Pastures Farm in southwest Georgia, kind of almost down by the Colorado or the Florida-Alabama line, and he's been inundated by convocation of almost 80 bad bald eagles.
What's a bad bald eagle?
Well, you'll have to
okay.
wait and see there, but he produces beef, hogs, lambs, rabbits, and free-range chickens and organic vegetables on about 2,500 acres. So this isn't a mom-and-pop operation. You know, it's a big operation, and he employs about 135 people. But he first saw a single bald eagle in 2011 that came in the wintertime and was roosting around his farm. And he thought that was really great. You know, here's an eagle. You know, you don't see a bald eagle all the time. Well, but the numbers have grown every year since. And, in fact, in 2012, he had 40 eagles. And then in 2013, he had more, and by 2016, there was getting up there into the 70s, and this past winter has been 78 eagles, what he reported. But the problem is that these eagles have been swooping down and eating his free-range chickens.
Mm.
Now, this isn't just they didn't just come down and pluck one out of the flock. It's amounted to thousands of chickens a month during the wintertime.
They're free.
That's right. They're free. That's right.
I mean, advertised as free. What's a bird of prey to do?
That's right. Well, you know that they're there from about October and then leave in March. And you don't think about eagles migrating, but they do. They go south and they come north again. But when this started, he began to use things to try to stop them from going after those chickens, like cannons and flares and sprinklers and car wash sprayers and scarecrows.
It's a federal offense to kill an eagle, too.
That's right. So he's been very cognizant of that, and he knew that if he killed a bald eagle, he'd end up in the slammer and probably a $100,000 fine for each eagle he harmed. So it's been a really tough situation for him. He knows he can prove that he lost $125,000 worth of chickens in 2015 and 2016 and probably more in 2017. Probably the rest of the story there is, though, that these government programs are supposed to help producers who lose animals to endangered species has really been reluctant to pay him anything for those chickens.
Oh, so we out west often think about the wolves,
yeah,
and that's the program. He's applied to the same program, and
that's right.
The officials have not been forthcoming to say,
they keep trying to cut him back and say, well, no, you didn't really lose that many. So it's been kind of a tough go for him.
All right, well, that's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.